Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Nurse Podcast, where we explore time management tips, healthy habits, and really finding that work-life harmony that works for each and every one of us. I'm your host, Ashley, and today's episode, we're going to go into the art of mastering your monthly reset routine. I know last month we did kind of like a setting intentions, and we'll have a little bit of that in here, but I kind of wanted to help you as well with how do we do a monthly reset every month so that we can stay on track with our goals and our habits and really stay in that feel good, like work-life harmony that works for you. So whether you're seeking to boost productivity, prioritize your mental health, or even just find greater alignment with your goals, then I really do think that a monthly reset can be such a powerful tool in your toolbox kit. So let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Okay, friend, before we get into today's episode, I want you to picture this. Picture it's your day off. You've got a hot cup of coffee or tea or matcha, whatever it is, in your hand, and you're looking for a little pick-me-up. Well, my weekly newsletter is like a warm hug from me to you straight into your inbox. And each week I share the latest podcast episodes filled with tips and tricks to really help you take back control of your freaking life, right? We are just overstimulated, overwhelmed, busy, and caring so much of others that sometimes we tend to put ourselves on the back burner, our health goals, our wellness goals, our physical, whatever, on the back burner. And it's time to change that. And so I also share quick tips on how to create healthier habits, on self-care, time management. And also, I love sharing anything that I'm currently loving that I feel like you would love as well, whether that is a book I'm reading, a new recipe I've tried, anything. Anything goes. So if you haven't already, the link is in the show notes for you. Okay, friend. So today's episode, I wanted to share with you the three R's to a monthly reset routine for you. And I really do think that this can help you stay on track with your goals, with your habits that you're wanting to create, with the routines that you want to keep in place that are really going to help you get to where you want to go in whatever area of your life you're wanting to improve, whether that is your finances, your relationships, your health and fitness goals. Having a monthly reset routine can really help you stay on track. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's start off with the first R, and that is reflection. So reflecting on the past month and or on the quarter, right? We just finished the first quarter, and I know that I'm going to sit down. I'm recording this on the 26th of March, but I will do my monthly reset on Sunday, which I believe is the 31st of March, right before I go to Japan, guys. So when you guys listen into this episode, if it's within the first or 2 weeks of April, I will be in Japan, okay? I will be having a blast, having ramen, sushi, and whatever other Japanese food, and having a blast with a girlfriend of mine. And I'm super, super excited. If you guys want to follow me and just kind of see how I'm doing with my Japan trip, you can follow me at the.balancednurse on Instagram. Okay, so starting off with reflection, really reflecting on the past month, what were some big wins? That's what I really love starting out with my reflections. What were some of the big wins? What went really well for me? And what were some of the celebrations? Or celebrate, give yourself a pat on the back. Say some affirmations or like just really celebrate yourself. Like, dang, like, you know what? I may have not hit that goal, but I made such huge progress on a certain thing, right? Or maybe I went walking 5 times out of the 8 times I set my goal for, or 10 times. Like, I actually walked versus before I would have never done that. Like, give yourself praise, give yourself credit for those wins, small or big. Some of the things that I really like to ask myself as well, what could I have done better? So now after you've like celebrated yourself and you've acknowledged some of the good things that have happened this month, now you can ask yourself, okay, what could I have done better? Where did some things go wrong? How can I change that so I don't make that same mistake for April or the next month, right? Whenever you're doing this monthly reset. And also asking yourself, like, what drained me of my energy? This could be maybe you realize that staying on your phone, scrolling at night right before bedtime didn't really work well for you because you had trouble sleeping, or drinking alcohol the night before you're supposed to go to work or have a meeting or whatever it is. And you just kind of feel off the next day, right? Not necessarily hungover, but you just feel like crap. And I know that's something for me that I realized, man, I feel like having alcohol now, especially like maybe like, I don't know, anything, any mixed drinks, I just kind of feel like crap. Like my joints actually swell, like my fingers swell, and I just don't feel good the next day. And I'm like, I don't like feeling this way. So maybe kind of timing or drinking more water when I'm having a mixed drink, or I'm still kind of deciding what I want to do with that. If I just want to stick to wine, or if I just don't want to drink at all, have just mocktails, I have no idea. I'm still trying to figure it out. But really just asking yourself, like, okay, what didn't work well for me? What drained me? And what could I have done better? I really love taking this inventory because I feel like it just allows me the space and the time to see how I'm showing up for my relationships, for my family, my own personal life, and self-growth, right? Something you can ask yourself as well, where am I having resistance in my life right now? What needs to change, or what do I need to handle? Maybe it's having a hard conversation or setting a boundary, or maybe it's leaving a toxic work environment. Maybe it's starting to dust off your resume so you can start looking for new jobs. Whatever that is, where is that resistance? Where do you need to change? And being completely honest with yourself without having any judgment on what you're feeling, on what you're thinking. And just when whatever comes up, like, ask yourself, why is this coming up? Why do I feel like I have resistance in this area of my life? And kind of just explore and see what comes up for you. Okay, so that was really just reflecting, and hopefully those questions kind of help guide you in how to get started with reflecting over the past month. Now, the second thing here is releasing, right? And this can mean a lot of different things. And the way I see it is, like, what do I need to release in order to move forward? And for me, this also includes the thought patterns that I'm having, the behaviors or habits that I'm wanting to stop in order to move forward this month. And I feel like looking at my answers about what drained me of my energy or what didn't work well for me can help answer this. So something that came up for me was that releasing, I feel like I need to release the need to want to do everything all at once. And I sometimes catch myself back into this like cycle of like, I need to do everything. And that's why it's like I love doing this monthly reset routine, because it's like I'm being intentional with the way I want to move forward this next month. And something else that I just want to stop trying to take on the role that I need to be everything for everyone. And that is exhausting and just not possible, right? You can't be everything for everyone. So that's something I want to release this coming month. And I also want to release distractions that do not serve my life, that do not serve my time, and do not serve my energy. It is so important to protect all of that, to protect your peace, to protect your time, to protect your energy. It is your life, my friend, right? And you deserve to live it to the fullest and be happy and be fulfilled. Something else that comes up for me when I think about releasing is, what are some things that I need to release in order to do more of the things that truly matter to me? So, for example, when we're starting off a new habit, when we want to eat healthier, when we want to work out more, I think sometimes we get, and I say this because this was me back when I first started, or the many times I tried sticking to a workout routine or eating healthier, was that I wanted to do everything. Like, I had to have the perfect meal preps. I had to have the perfect workout clothes. I had to have the perfect workout playlist or a trainer or the shoes, whatever, right? It was like I needed everything. And sometimes we get kind of, I guess, lost in all that, that we forget, like, we need to just do the simple things. And that is drinking more water or eating more of a balanced meal, having your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates, right? And just even just moving your body, as simple as that, right? Just move your body. Go for a walk. Do at-home workouts for 5, 10, 15 minutes and build up on that routine. And I think, and I say this because I've been there, and it's like, you want to do everything, right? So more is less. Going back to just the basics. What are the things that I can kind of ditch right now? And to really keep me on track, what are the simple basic things that I need to do moving forward? Okay. Also, which I kind of mentioned already at the beginning with releasing, is what are the narratives that we can release? Sometimes we don't realize the stories that we're telling ourselves. Maybe we're telling ourselves that we're not good enough, or that we don't have all the things we need in order to go after our goals, or in order to take care of ourselves. Or maybe we're telling ourselves that, you know, we've gotten off track multiple times, that must mean that I'm a failure, or again, not good enough, right? If you're a new grad, maybe it's like, I don't belong here. Who am I to be a nurse? I'm not good enough to be a nurse. I don't know everything. Be aware of those stories. And I've been currently reading Badass Habits by Joan Sincero, amazing book. And what really stuck out recently was this quote from her book: your thoughts become your words become your beliefs, and then your beliefs become your habits, and your habits become your realities. So that's something to kind of sit with and think about. What are the thoughts? What am I saying? What are my beliefs about myself, about the world, about my goals, about my future self? What are the habits? And how have those habits created the reality that I'm living right now? So question those thoughts. Are they true? Can we reframe them? And reframe them actually in a way that really empowers ourselves. Remind yourself about it. Use post-it notes. Whatever it is that you need in order to kind of remind yourself, like, this is not true. This is my reality. This is my affirmation. This is my mantra. The last part here of the three R's is to reset. So we've reflected on what went really well, our milestones, our wins, and we've also reflected on the things that didn't go well or as planned. And we've also released what's not working for us. Maybe that's relationships. Again, thought patterns or habits. Now it's time to reset. So let's start by setting the intention for the month of April, or whatever month, whenever you're listening to this episode. So my intention for the month of April is to enjoy myself in Japan and reset when I get back, because I know that I'm going to be very drained and I know I'm going to need a lot of me time. So I don't plan on booking too many social events for the month of April. I need to mentally and physically reset because I know I'll be off my routine in Japan, and that's okay. But I just have to allow myself some grace and some time to get back on track. And I want to have, if I can just stick to one thing, it's continuing to have my weekly planning ritual when I get back. And another part to the reset are here is setting your goals for the month. Like, what are 1 to 3 goals that you really want to accomplish this month that are big needle movers in your overall yearly goals? You can set a personal goal, a business goal, or a relationship goal, health goal, whatever it is, whatever works for you, whatever that you're concentrating or focusing on, set a couple goals and then move, like work your way backwards. What are the habits and routines I need in place in order to support that goal? So I really hope that this helped you to start having a monthly reset routine so you can stay on track with your habits and your goals, because life happens, my friend. Life happens. Things go out of whack. We have problems at work or with family. Whatever that is, it's going to happen. And it's really just taking that time for ourselves to reflect on the past month, reset, and release anything that's not working for us, right? So again, those were the 3 R's: reflecting, releasing, and resetting. My friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this brought you a lot of value, then if you could, would you please share it with another nurse bestie of yours? It really helps the show out, and I would so appreciate it. Until next time, my friend. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.